to the bay chat, inner city chat. I like some pretty chit with a touch of chat. This is Chick Chat. Oh yeah, that.
That's right. The conversations I'm having with my girlfriends that I wanted to bring onto the radio and have a wider discussion about. And to be honest, boys, this one is very personal to me because you guys know I'm getting married in 47 days. And I think...
Look, are you?
Yeah. Got the app. It's very exciting. But to be honest, I was one of those girls that grew up and I was like, I don't want kids. I don't want kids. I don't want kids. And my mom used to always say, when you meet the right person, when the time is right, you'll change your mind. And I have met the right person, and I think this idea that we're going to become a family unit in April has really conjured up those feelings of wanting to start our own family. But one of the big issues that plays on my mind is the contraceptive pill, which I have been on for 13 years.
Wow.
It has been an everyday constant in my life for almost half my life.
Wow.
Yeah. I went on it originally for contraception, but I know that the, you know, the ramifications in terms of skin, in terms of mood, in terms of weight, they are far reaching. But when I think about coming off it to start a family, it really freaks me out because I'm like, I've taken this thing every day.
Yeah, your body's so used to it.
What's it done to my body for 13 years?
Yeah.
What are the precautions I need to take? What's going to happen to me? How hard is it? Do I have to wean off it? Like, so many unknowns. And I know a lot of my mates, very similar situations, been on it for 1 to 2 decades. And then, oh, it's all of a sudden you just, what, stop going, getting your prescription and stop taking this thing. So I caught up earlier this week with Dr. Priya Alexander. She's massive on Instagram. She's got a page called The Wholesome Doctor. I love her stuff. And she focuses a lot on women's health and women's contraception. So we caught up and I basically asked her all the myths, all the facts, all the things we need to know if you're like me and maybe been on the pill for decades and want to come off it. This is what she had to say. And some of these myths that she debunks, ladies, at the same time, very comforting to know the truth.
Yeah.
But also a little bit concerning that underneath the hormone leveler, that is the pill, lies maybe a woman we've forgotten and lost a bit of touch with.
Are we going to meet her in Jess soon?
Right. Strap in, boys, is all I can say.
I can't wait.
So here's Dr. Priya debunking all these myths about the contraceptive pill. Listen up. So what is the first thing we need to know if we've been on the pill for years and years and we want to start a family?
So I think the first thing to say as a GP is that it's fine. I think people start to panic that they've been on the pill for so long. Have they done something to their fertility? Is their body reliant on it? The short answer is it's safe. The pill is actually great for women that are low risk who can safely have the pill. And I think if you're thinking about coming off it like you are, go and see your GP for preconception care, which is if you're thinking about a family, if you're even, you know, contemplating it and thinking of coming off the pill, go and see your GP, have a chat, get your bloods done, check you're fully immunised, that everything's as good as it can be before you actually come off the pill and start trying to conceive.
Is it true that you should wean coming off the pill? That's something you can just go cold turkey, I'm stopping as of today.
Stop it. Yeah, like I think people, when they talk about weaning, we're talking about antidepressant therapy. But the pill, no. I say to my patients, you just stop it and then you crack on and see what your underlying cycle is. So I think that's the shock for most women. They kind of go, I don't actually know what my menstrual cycle is. I have no idea what my period does because you're controlling it with the pill. But what I say to women is the pill is great for not just controlling your period, but it's great for controlling PMT or PMS symptoms, which I think a lot of us live very quietly and silently.
Mm-hmm.
It also can help with acne. It can help with excessive hair growth. So the pill can actually help with all these other awesome things. And you come off it and go, oh my gosh, like my skin is crap. I've got more hair than I used to, and I'm a moody person before my period. And I
yes.
said to people, the pill was just helping you out.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
On that note, I actually read one article that made the correlation between the moodiness and obviously those changes in your hormones now not being regulated by the pill leading to breakups in relationships. And I was like, well, that's unfair. Like, you know what I mean?
I feel like I'm blaming the pill. I feel so bad for the pill. It gets a bad rap.
Yes.
You know, I'm quite open about this. You know, I have just had our second child. I was not doing anything to my cycle. And I went suddenly, oh my gosh, I have serious PMS symptoms. And I was like, this is not me. I'm some sort of woman that I can't recognize. I was an awful mother, an awful wife. And I did think, I was like, oh my goodness, this is me. And the pill is actually what just suppressed it all and used to help it for so many years. So I don't think we can blame the pill. I think the underlying PMT is what's normal and the pill can actually help with that.
Yes, yeah, leveling all that out.
Yes,
well, while we're clearing the pill's name, I love this. All right, some other ones. Weight gain or loss coming off the pill, which is it?
The data says that the pill should be weight neutral. It should actually contribute.
I've heard the boobies can shrink when you come off the pill, true or false?
Yeah, and that's the progesterone. No, that could be. Yep, and you might have less breast tenderness if that's a feature that you have on the pill, so that's possible.
I've heard conflicting reports about your libido going up or down when you come off the pill.
Yes, and this is a big one that, again, we don't talk about often. So the pill can have quite an effect on libido, more suppressing it.
Yeah.
So you'll notice when you come off it, you suddenly get ovulation. You know, the ovaries wake up, they release an egg. Your body wants you to get pregnant, you know. So around ovulation, suddenly, usually, the sex drive goes up. The body goes, I am ready to have sex and get pregnant, to be blunt. And so when you come off the pill, a lot of women go, whoa, my libido is...
Where was this woman?
And
yeah.
Correct.
And this one was very strange. I read it nonetheless. It can change your smell.
Look, I've been asked often, actually.
Yeah.
I think it can probably change the amount you sweat, possibly, but your smell is actually dictated by the bacteria in the skin and in the sweat. So that shouldn't be impacted by the pill. I often get asked this, and I have to say I haven't seen any supporting evidence for that.
Okay. Well, thank you. You have cleared up so much. So for women out there, yeah, who have been on it for decades and decades, I mean, don't worry. Like, it's as you said, consult your GP, and there are a few other things we can put into place. But let's not be blaming the pill when maybe the moods change a little bit and, you know, maybe the body changes in certain ways. The hair growth does concern me, Dr. Priya. I've spent a lot of money on laser in my time. So I'm going to reverse my laser or anything like that.
No, absolutely not. But yeah, I would say to people, it's a great medication. It's not for everyone. And women are so lucky now. They've got so many options for contraception, for cycle control, for PMT, for all these things. So talk to your doctor, know your options and make a decision that suits you.
Absolutely amazing. Well, Dr. Priya Alexander, GP, thewholesomedoctor.com.au. Check out the website. But yes, I found you on Instagram and I love your content. So thank you so much for clarifying a few things. And we'll hopefully chat again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Priya. Chit-chat done for another week. Well done, Jess.
Thank you.
Very enlightening.
Yes. And good little tidbits there.
Little tidbits on the pill.
Stop.